Her sign said that I like it in the butt. Really?
He was surprised by the sign with the buttocks and rainbow coloring and the words, quote, "My neighbor loves butt stuff."
Our butt stuff flag makes the local news in Washington. You gotta love it.
But first, our top story tonight, a controversial sign now no longer standing in Pierce County. But for days, its message stood pointing towards a man's home. The woman who put up the sign took it back into her house today. She did not want to talk to us. Thanks for joining us. I'm Elle Thomas.
And I'm Aaron Wright. Cairo 7 Samantha Lomibau spoke with the homeowner at the end of the arrow who believes this is all over a flag in his yard.
Specifically at this pride flag that he has hanging out front. Now, he tells me he's not even a part of the LGBTQ plus community himself, but he wants people to know that even a controversial sign can't bring down his support.
I was in shock. I was like, really? What are you trying to prove here?
Mark Way couldn't believe what he was seeing when this sign was put up at his neighbor's home.
Her sign said that I like it in the butt. Really?
He was surprised by the sign with the buttocks and rainbow coloring and the words, quote, "My neighbor loves butt stuff."
I'm sorry, guys. Oh, it had to be Washington. So the person who bought this flag actually contacted me and told me about these news stories going on. I tried to reach out. I don't know if I had the wrong number, but hit me up. I'd love to chat with you. This is crazy.
And an arrow that Gray believes was pointing at the pride flag in his front yard. You're not LGBTQ yourself.
No, I'm not. No, I just support him.
I'm just a virtue signaler.
That's all there is to
it. Handlebar mustache.
Still in shock. He tells me he had second thoughts at first.
I almost went and took the flag down. And then I thought, why? Why bow down to that stuff when we need to stand up, not sit down?
When we got to the home Friday evening, the sign was lying on the ground. But the owner took it away as we tried to talk to her.
Hi there, can we talk to you?
Neighbors like Mike Peterson feel like the sign shouldn't have been up at all.
Well, yeah, that's rude. In this day and age, come on, that's rude. You know, it's uncalled for. To do something like that, that's not right.
Sorry.
Come on.
Every time they show an image of it, I'm cracking up. I'm so sorry.
So try to be friends. Try to work it. I mean, this is a very friendly neighborhood.
But they're standing up against any negativity.
A bully is a bully as long as you let them be a bully.
And coming together as a community.
Kind of binds us together a little better. You know, we all have the pretty much the same opinion, what's going on.
We all live in our own homes, but we're a family in here. And it just shows togetherness.
Several other neighbors shared their frustrations about the sign as well, but a lot of them are just happy that it's been taken down. Now, I did reach out to the homeowner who had the sign up, but she did not want to talk to us. In Summit View, Samantha Lomibau, Cairo 7 News.
Now, back when I was putting up the butt light billboards, a lot of news media places like Newsweek said they'd reached out to me and hadn't gotten any comment. It's trying to make it look like just because you don't want to talk to them that you're a bad guy. The person that bought this sign is not a bad guy. This is freedom of speech. They had every much as right to fly that flag as that neighbor did to fly the Rainbow Pride flag. Conservative talk radio also picked up the story. Let's see what they have to say about it. Butt stuff, LGBT flag controversy roils Pierce County community. Neighbors in Pierce County are feuding over an LGBT pride flag, with one accusing the other of liking butt stuff. Sorry. Mark Gray flies the LGBT pride flag outside his home in the Summit View neighborhood near South Hill. He said he displays the flag to show support for the gay community, of which he's not a member. They keep saying that. I don't know why. However, his neighbor was triggered and put up her own sign to call Gray out with a cheeky retort. It's easy to dismiss the neighbor as a bigot. She may very well be. No. But it may also be worth noting why a flag triggers a handful of people to the point of trolling their neighbor. The LGBT pride flag has become a political symbol. It no longer means you merely support the LGBT community. In 2024, most of the country supports LGBT rights. I agree with that. Activists on the left have turned acceptance of rights into accepting every radical view they hold. If you don't pretend there are 17,000 different genders that are fluid, then you don't support LGBT rights. If you don't believe random noises, zay, her, fay, blur, blur, then you're a bigot. If you don't immediately affirm your 11-year-old son as a girl because he was convinced by a teacher he ought to wear a skirt to school, you're an abusive parent. There's no more debate, just acceptance of radical left-wing views around gender and gender identity. Polls overwhelmingly indicate that the American people don't believe women and girls should be forced to compete against men and boys. The idea that there are 17,000 genders that you can change on a whim is also overwhelmingly rejected. Rejecting these ideas doesn't mean people are or should be mean, disrespectful, or cruel to anyone, and Americans are overwhelmingly accepting in that regard, but tolerance and acceptance aren't enough for a small group of radicals who demand you tolerate, accept, and believe what they do. The sign may reflect an annoyance of activists taking over the LGBT flag for political posturing. Here's the part that I love. But stuff aside, it's also just a flag. Neighbors get to hold views that are different from your own. Your passion doesn't dictate a neighbor's reasonable expression, no matter their motivations. There are some on the radical left who feign outrage when they see an American flag. They claim it's a symbol of white supremacy culture, spouting off whatever it is they read in a Robin DiAngelo essay. Their college professors taught them to hate this country, and the flag sends them into a rage that can only be satiated with a public burning. Now, to this Gary guy's credit, he didn't go over and take down the sign. He didn't stoop to that level, but obviously it had gotten knocked over before it was brought inside by the homeowner. Does this neighbor have the right to be unneighborly and display her childish, though admittedly funny, sign? She sure does. That's the new slogan for this channel, childish but admittedly funny. So here's the original yard sign in high definition, my neighbor loves butt stuff. A few days ago when this story broke, I got flooded with hate comments and a copyright notice on this sign. The funny thing is, we only sold maybe 10 or 15 of these signs, and we've got way more edgy signs out there if you've seen some of our recent Kamala Harris ones. I also got comments from gay subscribers saying that they found this hilarious, and they did indeed enjoy butt stuff. Of course, it takes a professional virtue signaler in Washington with the pride flag to find a problem with this sign. When the gay community thinks it's just kind of a funny, edgy joke. Now, the copyright thing, my graphic designer buddy got this off of a paid vector website thing, and either the original artist or someone on his team said, "We don't want you to use this image anymore." So we said, "Screw it, we'll make our own." This is our all-new design, trademarked to us, that even features the updated pride flag that has even more stripes and different genders and things you can pretend to be. It's also available with a right arrow in case you got a neighbor on the other side that likes it in the butt. Hey, if you're the person that purchased and displayed this flag, I would love to talk to you. I'd just like to hear your side of the story. We can keep it totally anonymous. I want you to know that you're supported. You have freedom of speech. You can put whatever up in your yard that you want. Leave a comment down below. Show your support for her for standing up to the left, for trolling the left, and standing against this woke radical narrative. I'm CV, and I'll see you in the next video.